This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The World Health Organization convened an emergency committee on COVID-19 to assess the current status of the pandemic. The WHO calls for global solidarity in supporting efforts to contain the new coronavirus. Right now, more than 18 million people globally have been infected with the virus, 4.6 million of them in the hardest-hit country, the United States, and 2.7 million in Brazil. 690,000 people have died worldwide from COVID-19, nearly 155,000 in the U.S. and just more than 94,000 in Brazil. As Victoria's capital and Australia's second city, Melbourne, starts a six-week curfew, officials order non-essential businesses to close starting midnight Wednesday as they struggle to control a coronavirus outbreak. Victoria begins a state of disaster today after 700 new COVID-19 cases were confirmed. The state's premier, Daniel Andrews, says the move is critical to shut down the virus. Norwegian police have opened an investigation after 41 people have tested positive for the new coronavirus aboard a cruise ship. Norway's expedition cruise line Hurtigruten announced Monday it was suspending operations after the COVID-19 outbreak on the MS Raoul Amundsen. 36 crew members and 5 passengers became infected during 2 different cruises aboard the ship in July. The outbreak has led to criticism against the cruise line for starting cruises prematurely and being slow to inform the nearly 400 passengers after the first case was confirmed. In recent months, Norway seemingly has had the spread of COVID-19 under control. Russia said Monday it aims to launch mass production of a coronavirus vaccine next month and turn out several million doses per month by next year. This is VOA News. Meanwhile, White House officials and